Then another insight really helped shape the victory of the Chinese Communist Party. Because in the 1920s, in the first early fledgling years of the party, they knew that they couldn't do it alone. They were a very small group of people, and they had very little outside support. That changed in 1923, because they hooked up with the greatest revolutionary, the most important revolutionary of the early 20th century, the Chinese nationalist leader Sun Yat-sen, a man who had become very disillusioned by the failure of the Chinese Republic, and who also felt despairing that any outside power would help him to lead a revolution in China itself. And then he made a deal with the new revolutionary kids on the block, the Soviet Union, or the Soviet Russians, as they were known at that time. Essentially, the Russians agreed to give military training, money, support to Sun Yat-sen's nationalists, as long as he hooked up with the much smaller Communist Party. And they told the Communists not to try and launch a revolution on their own because they were too small, but instead to do it in tandem with the nationalists, and the Russians would advise them. And through most of the 1920s, this worked quite well. They managed to foment a revolution which did end up in 1926 and 27, reuniting large parts of the country under their leadership. The problem that they had not noticed was that the man who came to power at the top of that revolution was not Sun Yat-sen, who had died in 1925, but his much more conservative successor, Chiang Kai-shek, a man who was increasingly distrustful of the communists, both the Russians and the Chinese. And when he finally got to power in 1927, he suddenly turned on his communist allies and had them shot down or massacred, mostly in the cities of Shanghai and Canton. So the revolutionary promise of the 1920s was suddenly shattered by this reversal, which led to the communists almost being back to square one. They fled to the countryside to lick their wounds and work out what they should do next. And they took one resolution above all. Never again would they rely on the political and military power of someone else. They were going to have their own armed forces. And this was what became known, unsurprisingly, as the Red Army.